You're listening to WSIU. We're powered by you. One of the groups that's available on the campus of Southern Illinois University helps women network and share ideas. It's aptly named the SIU Women's Club. And member Fran Beck is in to talk about that. Fran, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. I've been a member of the SIU Women's Club since we got here in 1990. And I've met women that I would never, ever have met otherwise. And the experiences I've had through the club are just wonderful experiences. And I think that it's one of those little known secrets. So when I first got here, someone said to me that Carbondale was a spouse graveyard. And there is some truth in that, because we don't have a lot of industry, we don't have a lot of other things. So the SIU Women's Club really made me feel at home and took me over that initial shock of, what am I gonna do now?
This is a group that it's not just about networking. There are some philanthropic projects as well.
Yes, we offer two scholarships to women who are students at SIU, and one is aptly named the Dorothy Morris Scholarship. Dorothy Morris, who is the wife of Delight Morris, who took this university from a teacher's college to a comprehensive university, this was one of her pet projects to make women who typically came with their husbands or women who came by themselves and had a faculty job feel welcome on the campus. And she devoted herself to the women's club in making it work and making people feel like they belonged in Carbondale. And so that scholarship is aptly named for her. And then we also have the Joyce Guyon Non-Traditional Student Scholarship for a non-traditional student who comes back and is looking for sources of funding, which are there are a lot less for non-traditional students than there are for the 18-year-old coming out of high school. So we offer those two scholarships, and we've done that for decades.
I know there are women of a certain age that say, well, is there really a need for women to have their own group? You know, have we broken the glass ceiling, and are things in that idealistic view equal? I wonder, does this help when people are trying to, you know, move through their career, get ideas onto the table?
Well, I think that there's always been a need for women to network, to talk with, to share with other women. And it's something that we don't do often enough because we're doing other things that we think are more important than just having a conversation over lunch or just being at a social event and just talking with other women. That often gets put on the back burner. And so this organization is an opportunity for women to make the most of those connections with other women, just purely to feed the soul.
So for people who might be interested, how do they get in touch, and do you have regular meetings that they can attend?
There are not only regular meetings, but there are interest groups. So there were years when I didn't get to one of our social events, and I would just go to the interest groups. The interest groups are on a variety of topics. There are lunch groups where you make lunch once, and then you get to eat three or four times with other people's what other people have made. There are things that you can do through the club that you wouldn't normally have the chance to do. There's a symphony trip every year where a bus goes up and sees the St. Louis Symphony, and that is coming up. That's one of our events.
How can people get in touch with the Women's Club?
The SIU Women's Club has an email address called siuwomensclub@gmail.com.
Keeps it nice and simple. That is the best way
to get in touch.
Sure, sure. What would you say to women who maybe they've been on the campus for a while? There are other women who have just joined the campus community. There's always a reluctance to try something new. What's this group like? Is it hard to get in the mix?
No, it's so easy because you'll meet all sorts of people from all walks of life, and you'll find instant connections. Somebody's lived in the same city where you've lived or gone to the same school or live in your neighborhood. So, no, it is so easy to make connections. And we have a number of members who have recently retired from SIU, and they feel like they've got more time to devote to these things. And they say, well, why didn't I do this before? Why did I wait till I retired to do this? Because it is so much fun to meet new people and to be part of these new experiences that you might not have had.
And if you'd like to take part in this or be a part of some of the projects, again, the email is siuwomensclub@gmail.com. Fran Beck is with the Women's Club. Many others that you can meet and take part in some of their activities. Fran, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.